We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas, Tov Ibn Menachem, Rosh Hashanah Yaakov, and Midrash Eliyahu. We are in Beitza Perakei, Mishnah Hey. Hagacheles, Kiragli Habalim. Gacheles is a coal. A person takes a coal from his friend on Yom Tov, so he's not allowed to bring it any further than the owner of that coal is able to go. Once again, the laws of Tchum Shabbos, it follows the Ragle Habalim, the owner. As opposed to Vishalheves, B'chol Makom. But a flame, let's say someone lights his candle with his friend's Shalheves, from the flame of his friend. So that, B'chol Makom, he can take that as far as he's able to walk, because we say Shalheves ain't Bomamish. A Shalheves that has no substance, there's nothing tangible in a Shalheves, and therefore it's not like, oh, you're holding what do you mean, that fire that's on your candle, you lit from your friend, it could only go as far as your friend. No, ain't Bomamish, it can go as far as you can go regarding Tchum Shabbos. Gacheles Shel Hekdesh, once we're discussing of the difference between a Gacheles and a Shalheves, a coal and a flame, so we're going to give other areas of halacha where there's a distinction between them. Gacheles shel hekdesh, mo'alin ba. Person who gets hana gets benefit from a gacheles, from a coal that was hekdesh, that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, or designated, set aside for the Beis HaMikdash, so he's violates the Isser of Me'ila. The Isser of Me'ila is a person who is mol behektesh. You have money. In this case, it's a coal. It could be anything that someone designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and b'shogeg, you forgot, you didn't realize that this was hektesh, so, and you get benefit from it. So the halacha is that you have to pay the value to hektesh plus the fifth, and you bring an asham and me'ilos, the guilt offering called an asham me'ilos. So that is true if you get hana from a gacheles of hektesh, from a coal that were designated for the Beis HaMikdash. But v'shalheves, if you have a flame of hektesh, lo nehenin, lichatchila midrabanan, we should not get benefit from it. The Chachamim said we should be strict, but v'lo malin. But if you got hana from it, that's not considered a mi'ila, misappropriating from the Beis HaMikdash, deriving benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, because it has no substance, and therefore you don't have to bring a carbon of asha mi'ilos. Next, hamotzi gacheles l'rushus harabim, chayov, of a Shalheves Pater. Now we're talking about the laws of Shabbos. Difference between a Gacheles and a Shalheves. A person who takes a coal out to a Rosh Hashanah and from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he violates the Melech Avotza on Shabbos. That's an Isser D'Oraisa. If it's a Shalheves, a person who takes a Shalheves out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, let's say he pushed it with his hand from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or let's say he blew it with his mouth. He was able to blow it through the using the air coming out of his mouth as he exhaled. The fire moved, the flame moved, and it went from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Potter, once again, because it's not tangible. And the other Rishonim do not have the statement regarding the Rosh Hasharabim at all. Bor Shel Yachid. Now we go back to the issue of Tchum Shabbos. You have a cistern that belongs to an individual. So what the water that's in there, how far can you take that water? The Tchum Shabbos of every person may be different. This person made an Eruv, this person did not make an Eruv. So the Mishnah says, a Bor Shel Yachid, Kiragle HaYachid. How far can you go? As far as the Baal HaBor was able to go. You can bring that water only as far as the owner of the Bor is able to go, that the owner's Tchum. Vishel Anche Os HaIr. But if you're talking about a bore, a cistern of the people of the city, it's a bore mine that belongs to everybody, Kiragle Anche Os HaIr. How far can you bring it? 2,000 amos in each direction. That's as far as it can go. There is some discussion, what do we do if we have, let's say, there is a person who made an Eruv who's part of that city. So that is actually machlokas. Those who claim that if one person made an Eruv, and the Tosfos Yontif makes this point, he says that according to Rashi, the following, he says, in Eruv Einai, did dafka kishelo, Erev echad mehem, de'im lo kein huma akev. And that's what Rashi holds. Bar Tuner as well said that on Mishnah Gimel. If one person made an Eruv in the city, so then that person is going to hold everybody back, could only go as far as that person and as far as you can go. So that may limit you in both directions. But the Tur holds that no, 2,000 Amos in every direction, even if someone made an Eruv in the city, that doesn't hold anybody back when it comes to the water. You can bring the water 2,000 Amos in every direction. Why should there be a difference? We spoke about in the past, you could have someone who's ma'akev when it comes to a coat, let's say, belongs to multiple people, a kli that belongs to someone. So why is it here that it would not, that when it comes to water, we're going to say the Torah would hold, no, 2,000 amos every direction, even if one person made an error, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Tosfos Yontif, interestingly, I quote from him, ve'efshali lomar shegam Rashi yisbor kein. What Rashi would hold is a difference between water and kalim. Why? Water is very different. What happens with water? Everybody needs water. And what you take out, you're going to drink, or you use it to wash or something like that. They basically get used up. So Shayach Lomar Bohem, Bohem Lomar, Yesh Breira. It's by water we could say Yesh Breira. We could say whoever took the water out, retroactively we clarify that indeed that was his water when Yontif started. So therefore we could say, even if one person made an Eruv in this particular city, he's not going to hold back someone else from bringing the water 2,000 amas in each direction. Why? Because the water that someone draws out on Yontif belongs to the person who drew it out. We say Yesh Breira retroactively. We can clarify that when Shabbos started, Yontif started, this water belonged to this person who took it out. Because that's the way it works. Water is going to be used up anyway. Aval bekelim she'enom yuchadim. Up when it comes to vessels. So there, you get, well, it's not there. They belong to that person who had it to begin with when Yontif had. And they're not used up necessarily. Lo shayach lomar Yesh Breira. You can't say retroactively this kli really belonged to this person who has it now. No, it belonged to someone else when Yontif started. Shaharei achar sha'asa b'kli masher ratza machziros. What do you do with it? Machziroso. What do you have? You return it l'shutvas. It then returns back. It's part now of a partnership. So water is very different, and that's why we can say that even if a person made an eruv, what the Mishnah says stands, and that is the water that's karagli an shehosair is Karagle Anshosair, 2,000 amos in each direction for everybody, even if someone else made an Eruv. Then the Mishnah says the following, Vishel Ole Bavel Karagle Hamamale. And the same, a similar idea. You have cisterns that were set up for the Ole Bavel as they were traveling, be Ole Regal or whatever it may be. So then the water follows whoever takes out the water, because we say that that water is hefker. It's not exactly like we explained before. Before we explained, it follows the people of the city. It's not completely personal. It's based on the people of the city. Here we're saying, no, it's personal. Whoever takes the water out, we assume the water is hefker, and the person who takes it out, he is kone. And here we certainly will say, yesh breira. Huvra ha-davar l'mafreya, that this water was kone shvisa by the mamali, by the person who drew it out from Ben Ashmashos. Obviously, the Tana here does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We discussed it in the fourth parak of Erevin, where he held Cheftsei Hefker Konin Shvisa La'atzma Mimkomam. That if you have items that are Hefker, no, they're Konin Shvisa where they are. You can't say, oh, Yesh Breira, well, since it's Hefker, whoever takes it on Yontif, it's as if it was his before Yontif. So the author of this Mishnah is not in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Perakei Mishnah Vav, Misha Hayu Perosav Biracheres. Person has his fruit, his produce in another city, and there's more than 2,000 Amos from where he is, up until that city. So he can't get there on Yom Tov unless he makes an Erev Tchumen. The Erevu B'nei Osahair Lahavi Etzlomi Perosav. And what happened? Some have the Girsa, the Erevu B'nei Osahair Lavo Etzlo, and Lo Yavi Lomi Perosav. Which this means is as follows. Even though the people of that city where the fruit is made an Erev Tchumen to come to the owner of the Peros, to come to his, the owner of the Peros' city, still they're not allowed to bring his Peros there. Why? Because the Peros are not like the people of the city where the Peros are sitting. The Peros follow the status of the owner of the Peros. They're Karag Lov, and he did not make an Erev in that direction. Only they made an Erev towards him. They can visit him, but they cannot bring the Peros because they follow the Raglayim, the Tchum of the owner. Im Erav who Peros of Kamo. But of course, if the owner of the Peros made an Erev Tchum to come to that city where his Peros are sitting, then his Peros follow him, and he can bring the Peros with him. The Gemara says that where the Mishnah is speaking about specifically where he designated a place, a Karen Zavis, literally a corner for his Peros, so that in that way, we don't view the person who is in the other city where the Peros are sitting as if he's a shomer on them. He wasn't mekabel any shmira on them. But if, let's say, he didn't designate a specific place, so then it's as if the Peros are really now being guarded by the person in the other city, not by the owner. And since he's the shomer on those Peros, it's as if they were deposited with this other person, and they don't follow the owner, they follow the person who is the shomer.